Security. Security issues can impact water transportation both in port and at sea. Governments have a vested interest in securing and verifying materials traveling in and out of the country, and ships may become targets of opportunity when going through dangerous regions. Port security. Ports are important to international trade. They provide a daily challenge to global security. Most ports follow the IMO's International Ship and Port Security, ISPS code. This was incorporated into the International Convention for the Safety of Life at Sea, or SOLAS. The volume of container traffic in international ports creates an open door for many types of threats. Most international ports are closely monitored and guarded by their governments, protecting a key asset in international trade. Many countries use advanced ship notices by which customs authorities at the destination port are notified of the details of a shipment before it is loaded onto the carrier's ship. This streamlines efforts at preventing cargo from being shipped in the first place if it is prohibited from entering a port, avoiding issues and potential delays when offloading a ship. Piracy. Piracy centers on ransom, cargo theft, and terrorism. While the Gulf of Aden near Somalia went from 445 attacks in 2010 to less than 10 in 2020, piracy in West Africa jumped to 164 attacks in 2020. In 2023, there were 120 attacks worldwide, including one successful attack near Somalia after no successful attacks for a few years. Piracy is estimated to cost the shipping industry between $3 and 5 cents and $8 billion a year. A number of countries have sent out their warships, which are generally effective at thwarting piracy in patrol areas. In addition to deploying naval protection, governments have worked to pass anti-piracy laws. Ocean carriers have taken different routes and have traveled at higher speeds past vulnerable areas, and crews have been trained to detect and defend against pirate attacks. Piracy ultimately costs the shippers and insurers. It requires longer routes, extra personnel, and results in lost cargo, all of which add up. War risk surcharge. International shipping routes may enter or be near a war zone, and points of conflict can change rapidly and unpredictably. For this reason, carriers may consider a war risk surcharge, which is a type of insurance premium for a shipment that takes account of the increased possibility of a partial or total loss of shipping company assets.